Good morning. Thank you again for joining us today on a wonderful Blog Talk Radio show. We just had another introduction for another show, and right now we're going to get started with the scheduled show for today. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life. And we are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And our vision, goal, and mission is to encourage African-American women to enter the construction industry from junior high school, college, and young women. And for those of us who are currently in the industry, to network together with each other and our strategic partners. And speaking of strategic partners, we have on our show today Brian McPherson of Suffolk Construction. And Brian McPherson is the Director of Diversity and Workplace Compliance at Suffolk. In this role, Brian spends 100% of his time working with project teams and trade partners to ensure established compliance plans are implemented on the company's projects. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Ann. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's our pleasure to have you on the show this morning, and we are so excited about the projects you're going to be discussing with us. But to start the show, we really would like to hear from you and have you share with us a little about you and how did you enter this construction industry?
Well, thanks again. I've been in the industry, I like to say, over 25 years, and I stopped counting at the 25, but I started off, my dreams and aspirations were to be an architect, and I got in the industry by working on a degree at North Carolina A&T through their architectural engineering program, and it was just a great, great experience and exposed me to the many different opportunities that the construction industry offered. You couldn't just, you didn't have to just be an architect. You could be an engineer. You could be a builder. And so I really gravitated towards the building opportunities that were there in the construction industry. I worked for Clinton Gravely at the time, who was a minority-owned architect while I was in school. And that really showed me a lot of the opportunities that were there in the industry, working as an intern, a young intern for him while I was going to school. Going through the industry, learning more about the business, working for other contractors, general contractors, big contractors, very large contractors, and other small minority-owned contractors. I was working as a project manager. I built hotels. I built churches. I built medical facilities. To date, I've done well over $1.5 billion worth of work where I was the lead project manager and or the superintendent on the job. These are projects that I was managing the day-to-day dollars on and the schedule, and I was charged with bringing that project in on time and under budget. So I say all that to say this. In the role of Director of Diversity and Workforce Compliance, I get to have those conversations with smaller minority-owned firms and get to show them the way to build relationships with Suffolk Construction and with the many different prime majority-owned contractors that we do business with. And we show them how to form partnerships, and we set them up for success. And it's something. So I'm really blessed to be in this position because I'm working in an industry that I love, doing something that I love, and I can really be transparent in everything I do and say because I'm working to build and bridge those partnerships.
Well, that definitely gives you the necessary background to ensure to the best of your ability that the strategic partnerships that you are forming are successful. So with that in mind, talking about successful projects, we know that you are planning on embarking upon a new territory, which is called South Florida. And if you can share with us about Suffolk Construction, a little about Suffolk, and then about the projects in the South Florida area that you will be partnering on.
Absolutely. Suffolk Construction, we're doing about $2 billion worth of work this year. And we're in a bunch of different regions. We're in the Northeast region, obviously, in Boston. We're in Florida, West Palm Beach, Miami, Estrado, and we're also in California, and San Diego, San Francisco, and L.A. We also have an office in New York as well. So we are nationally known, recognized contractor. We're ranked number 34 in ENR, and we've currently got about 102 projects going on throughout the nation, and about close to $1 billion worth of that work is being done right in the Florida region. We've got about a dozen projects going on, and some of the bigger projects are the All Aboard Miami Central Station project and the Miami World Center project. Those are kind of the biggest ones that are going on in our region today.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Now, can you also share with us what plans do you have in terms of how do you envision engaging subcontractors? And this will be all subcontractors, regardless of whether they're diverse or not, correct?
Absolutely. Well, we've reached out to a lot of different agencies for the bidding process. We've engaged the Contractors Resource Center and LC Hammer. We've engaged the Miami-Dade, the Southern Florida Suppliers Network through Beatrice. We were at her 30th anniversary event about a few weeks ago, where we met hundreds upon hundreds of subcontractors and suppliers, just engaging for the different opportunities that are available. We've engaged with the Eric Knowles of the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce. We've also engaged the Allied Minority Contract Association and Sam Gilmore, again, to create more diversity, more opportunities, and just more awareness about the bidding opportunities that are going on for these projects.
Thank you so much. Now, when you think about Suffolk and Construction and your relationship with the organization since you've been there, you have something that's called a subcontractors series. Can you share with us what is that?
Absolutely. It's part of my passion to bridge those gaps and create relationships and what I call leveling the playing field for minority and smaller women-owned businesses. What I've done is I've started a class here at Suffolk, and this class is designed specifically for smaller minority-owned businesses. And in that class, I promise people a relationship. I don't promise these contractors any work, but we have built the class and designed the class to show people how we operate. And it's really exposing, you know, all of our inner networks and how we build our schedules, how we manage our risks, how we like to see our requisitions done, how our safety teams interact with our contractors. We show contractors how to gain capital and increase their capacity to perform on our projects. And we go down, it's about 7 or 8 different classes where we go and we get into the details of how you can build that relationship with Suffolk. We are very successful at what we do. About 80% of the work that we get is from repeat clients. These are customers picking up the phone, engaging us, and saying, hey, you know, we'd like you to get involved in a project. So we have a great track record, and we're simply teaching our subcontractors how to build their own playbook based on the playbook that we've designed and implemented here at Suffolk. So the class has been very successful. Been teaching it for about 3 years. About $75 million has been awarded to those contractors that have graduated from the class. It's one of the things you have to be do. You have to do. You have to be certified as a minority woman-owned contractor to be eligible for the class. You have to be in business for at least 2 years. And then lastly, the third thing, you can't miss a class. The classes go for about 8 weeks, and we are very strict about attendance. And again, we're asking the top executives here at Suffolk to come in and teach the classes, and you'll get real, great information from these executives. These are all the leaders in the industry that know the markets, that know the trades, and that are going to give you the best inside information and how to set your company up for success, to build that successful relationship with us. So at the end of the class, and this is what I think we do better than our competition, is that everyone is afforded the opportunity to get a mentor. And getting that mentor is so key because, and I'll give you an example. So there are so many times where a subcontractor is bidding a project, and they may not know where they fell in as far as their competition with their pricing. And so many times they don't get that phone call back. Well, having that mentor or having that inside person will give them that opportunity to pick up the phone and call that Joe Smith and say, "Hey, I bid the project. The estimator didn't call me back. Can you have someone get back to me?" That's just one example of how having a mentor, kind of on the inside, gives you a leg up and an advantage. So we're excited about that edge that we have, creating that mentor relationship, and just really setting subcontractors up for success.
Well, Brian mentioned one very, very, very key word, and that is relationship. Because for our industry, we know that people look to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And you've got to have all three of those. And so when you talk about the intent to mentor and build a strategic relationship with a small firm and a larger firm, that really is a formula for success. So can you share with us now of the makeup of the attendees and participants in the class, what percentage are, would you say, very, very, very small businesses, say under $100,000 or under $500,000 in size?
I would say more than 50% of the class
Wow.
is, does, less than, probably 100 to 100 to 200, I'm sorry, $1 million a year. They do less than $1 million a year. So these are not big
You know,
contractors.
a
These
million
are,
dollars is a lot of money when million dollars is a lot of money when you're talking about small business. So of
yeah.
that, how about under $500,000?
I'm sorry, I'm getting my numbers mixed up in my head. But I would say, again, more than 50% of the class does less than $500,000 a year.
Wow.
So
Wow.
they're truly small businesses, trying to continue to, make payroll, and all the struggles that small businesses go through. We recognize that, but they're all there learning the systems that we use and preparing their business plans, and sharpening their tools to build smarter. That's what we do here at Suffolk. We believe that we build smart, and that we and part of building smart is engaging in building smart right relationships.
All right. Well, so in talking about the skills and the relationships, what would you say that some of the takeaway for the subcontractors that participated? What are some of the skills that your subs have taken away from the series?
Well, they're really understanding how we want things, and we're a little bit different than a lot of general contractors. We're very detail oriented. We're very fast paced, and getting that understanding of how we build things and how we build smart. We don't just, it's not a fancy logo or fancy saying that we say. We really practice what we preach, and we're, like I said earlier, we're exposing our secrets, and we want our subcontractors to be on board with that. So the takeaways are that they're going to come away from our class knowing how we want our requisitions done, and talk being able to talk to the project management staff to really understand, because a requisition is key to getting paid, and that's one of the biggest things that we teach, and how, you know, how to get paid on time, and you know, how to be able to get submit that requisition, you know, so that there's no markups and so that there's no questions on it, and that you're on the same board, you're on the same page with that project management team, and just really to be able to increase your level of productivity. That's one example of a great takeaway. And again, some of the dynamics that I see in the class are astounding. Just the subcontractors being able to network with themselves. It's one thing to be able to network with a Suffolk executive, but the magic that I see going on with the subcontractors networking with themselves and exposing each other to opportunities is really an awesome thing to see.
Brian, that speaks to what we talked about earlier in the show, which is the environment for building a strategic relationship. And the relationships don't just happen on their own. And so an opportunity like this is really a foundation, if you will, to build smart and build on top of what many of us have already created in our communities that you are currently building in. Now, are you planning on having a similar kind of opportunity, created here in the South Florida area?
Absolutely. We are planning a current class, and I'm actually going to be here. I'm going to be actually in Miami recruiting more contractors for this class. I actually hand select the contractors. People can call it discriminatory, but I actually like to hand pick the contractors that are going to be in the class. There's an application process that they must go through. There's a time period in which we'll have an open enrollment. And I'll make sure we get that information out to all of your listeners. And so once we do that, we go through every single application, and I hand select the contractors that I believe, first and foremost, I'm looking for subcontractors that we actually need that can perform work on our job site. So if you're selling me calendars, you know, that's okay, and I'm gonna, you know, encourage you in your business, but that's actually not a service that we actually are going to be providing on our projects. But I'm interested in those trades and those suppliers that are going to be there for our projects, so we can get, first and foremost, competitive pricing, qualified contractors, and just create an arena for that contractor to succeed.
Well, that is awesome. Now, would you like to share some kind of contact information for those who may be listening to the show a month or a year from now? Because obviously, this is something that's ongoing that you're doing in the area that you have projects. And since you're working in many different areas throughout the United States, we have listeners who download this show. You get thousands of listeners from all over the world. So you just never know who may be listening and may be interested in the event that you have a project in their area. So if anyone is interested, how would they contact you, or how would they get more information about the show, from this show, about the series that you're proposing?
Absolutely. My email address is B as in boy, McPherson, MC. P as in Paul, HERSON, at Suffolk, that's SUFFOLK .com. And my phone number is 617-517-4443. 46.
Okay, now you are listening to NABWIC Talks. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we have on the show today Brian McPherson, and he is the diversity guru, if you don't mind me calling you that, the diversity guru for Suffolk Construction. And Brian has built strong relationships with countless local MBE, WBE, and DBE firms, providing mentoring, coaching, and just introducing us to Suffolk project management teams. And as a result of Brian's hands-on management style, Suffolk has been able to consistently meet and or exceed their project compliance goals. And I want to also mention that Brian was recognized with the Leaders in Diversity Award by Boston Business Journal. So that had to be a major accomplishment, Brian.
It was, and I'm very, very, very proud of that. And the team that we have here at Suffolk that have really put me in this position to be successful. It's been a great, great opportunity. And I have an awesome, awesome support team from management to people on our job sites that I work with every single day, to our marketing team that does a spectacular job, just kind of helping me get the word out. It's been a great, great team effort, and I'm really blessed to be in this position.
Well, we're also blessed, Brian, to have you. And we want to just share with our listeners that Brian is currently involved with projects around the country. But the project in particular that we're focusing on today's show is the Miami World Center and All Aboard Florida's Miami Central. He has been critical in the development of a successful diversity and workforce compliance program for these two projects, which actually account for well over $500 million in contracts. And Brian, we're just so happy that you're bringing to South Florida over 30 years of industry experience, and at least 10 of those have been with Suffolk. So I've worked with Suffolk myself at MCO Construction for over the last 10 years, and so I would definitely have to be one of the first people to welcome you here, and we're looking forward to having you participate in many of the activities that we're planning in the South Florida area as relates to outreach. And then there's also the compliance and monitoring, so we just want to make sure that people know that it needs to be legal, ethical, and moral. But we're focusing on building the relationships that really build the business. And, Brian, I always like to ask our guests, what is your favorite book, if you'd like to share that, please?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a person that doesn't do a lot of reading, but the one book that I love, and I actually read it every day, it's called The Uncommon Life, and it's a daily challenge. It's a 1-year devotional book written by Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy is the famous football coach. He used to coach the Indianapolis Colts, but it's an awesome book, an awesome devotional. It's Bible based, and it just really keeps me. It helps my foundation in everything that I do.
Well, I think for those of us that may be a little familiar with Tony Dungy, he has definitely had an uncommon life. Would you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. He's got a lot to share, and his devotional is again, there's a Bible verse in there every day that, you know, can touch me or guide me or give me strength. And then his life stories are awesome. They're great, and they're applicable to everything that especially men of color really need to hear. So I would encourage, if there are young men and old men of color listening to the program, I would encourage them to go out and get Tony Dungy's book, The 1-Year Uncommon Life Daily Challenge Devotional. Awesome, awesome book.
Well, we like to do that, and we're going to also share your book on the World Wide Web on our NABWIC Talks radio show, because many times many of our listeners are looking to share in the experience, if you will, in terms of that the stepping stones and the ladder to success, And sometimes it can be a book, it can be a phrase, a poem, a sermon, or a song that really motivate small business owners to just stay in it one more day, and then one more day, and just one more day, and you look up and you know you're at the top of that ladder. Still steps to climb, but at least books, motivational sayings, and different inspirational kind of messages oftentimes help us to take it to the next level. So as we begin to wrap the show up, we want to remind our listeners that you are listening to NABWIC Talks. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. And on the show today, we have been blessed to have Brian McPherson. And Brian is the diversity, and Brian, again, I'm going to call you the diversity guru, if you will. Yes, Suffolk, he's the diversity guru. Just ask Ann McNeil. We want to just share with our listeners that you have been a tremendous impact for so many small business owners in your area. And what we would like to do now is ask you if you have any kind of closing comments or remarks before we start to wrap up the show.
Absolutely. I want to invite everyone out on May 14th, this Thursday, to a partnership session that we're having for the All Aboard Florida Miami Central Station project. And again, a partnership session is to start building those relationships that we talked about earlier in the program. We want to talk to those businesses that can perform work on this project for us and really begin to build that partnership, whether you're a first-tier contractor or you see yourself as a lower, second, or third-tier contractor. We want to talk to you, and we're going to have other businesses there that are considered the prime contractors there in the room as well, so we can engage everyone and begin to build that partnership. You know, when you hear that word partnership, you're either thinking, you know, what am I going to have, what am I getting from this partnership? Or you're thinking, you know, what do I have to give up? And you know, but both sides are going to be in the room on Thursday.
All right. Now, I'm going to give you a number right quick before the show ends. That is 617-517-4446. For more information about that program in South Florida, 617-517-4446. You can give Brian a call for the details. But also, Brian, I'm going to post it on the social media right now, along with the flyer from Suffolk to share the details of that show. So we want to thank everybody for listening in. Please join Brian in Miami, South Florida, regarding that outreach program that will be held at Miami-Dade campus. But you can get the details online. And we are, again, NABWIC Talks, and I am Ann McNeil. Thank you so much for listening in, and have a good day. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.